Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray. I'm back in California. We're off the road on our two-week quarantine from the Pandemic Project documentary. I want to give a shout-out to everyone on the road once again on this trip. We covered a lot of territory, interesting stories, beautiful people, interesting, resilient stories that we're going to share on the documentary. And, you know, we covered Miami, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Manhattan, New York, Buffalo, New York, Greensboro, North Carolina. And a shout out to my castmates and producer, fellow producer Gentry Stanley, and our narrating talent, Christopher John, and everybody that was on the road with us, you know, that just gave us a sandwich or a place to sleep or, you know, shared a story or whatever that they wanted to offer. What I will tell you is people out there are really hungry to share their stories, really eager to get back to work, really want this to be over with. And so I'm really encouraged by the entrepreneurial human spirit. And the next trip, real quick, because we have the Southern Belle Badass on the line, so we got to get to her, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. But before we get to her, I want to tell you that in 2 weeks, we are doing the LAX area, Santa Monica, Malibu, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Anchorage, Alaska. That's going to be trip number 6 that we're doing. Remember, we're going 20. Oh, there's Christina. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, gorgeous. You know, Christina, we're going for 20 plus cities with this documentary. So It's an aggressive schedule. And
but it's amazing the job that y'all are doing. And I commend you for it. It is going to be so eye-opening when it does hit.
Thank you so much for your support. And, you know, Christina's working on some really cool things, but she made time for her favorite show, The Startup with Monique Leray. And we're so glad that you're going to check in and give us some money tips, because guess what? We all need some money, right? I mean, even if you have a little bit of money, we still need more money. What do you have for us, Christina?
Well, I have a survival kit for a cash flow crunch. AKA, you don't have any money coming in, but you got plenty going out.
I know a few people that can relate to that.
I know, right? And what I have done is I have prepared it for the individual and the entrepreneur. So it is a multifaceted survival kit. And basically, in all of these struggling times, we are all looking to maximize our income, what we have coming in, and to lower our expenses. Now, through this pandemic, I have sat down with many clients and we've gone to the drawing board and we have basically reinvented their business, given it a whole new face, a whole new market approach. Approach was one of the biggest things. You know, how are we going to approach this situation? How can we get the word out to people? But anyway, those clients that I was able to work with and that actually we sat down and came up with the budget, the game plans, and they followed through, they are still sustaining.
Wow.
This market. Yes, it is. And it's in a small town too. So, you know, the economics there are a lot smaller than when you start getting into suburbia and inner city and, you know, things like that. But anyway, what I want to do is go ahead and just dive on in with a few things here.
Great.
Let's see. Okay, first of all, one of the things that we can do to increase our cash flow and to keep people coming back and spending money is to offer financing. It used to be that you had to be corporate America to be able to offer a credit card. But now it has gotten to the point to where small businesses can also offer credit cards as well. Some have started taking care credit, like your veterinarian clinics, doctors. I mean, you know, it's a multifaceted healthcare credit card.
That's a really interesting point.
If you have any questions, just ask too. What it is people are more apt to spend money when they have a credit card than if they have to take it off their debit card or cash coming out of their pocket or whatever. So we have become a plastic world instead of a cash world.
Good timing for Christmas, by the way, with this.
Exactly. Let's see here. And another thing, too, going through PayPal, a third-party company such as PayPal, Venmo, and Cash, they have ways they're offering credit cards themselves, debit cards, excuse me. And it might be something that you'd want to look into being able to accept online. But I do know that PayPal has the largest merchant service fee, and roughly on $160, they're going to take $5 of that. So to me, that's an incredible amount of money. when in fact, Venmo and Cash, on the other hand, are free. The only time that there's a charge for Venmo and Cash is when you're bringing the money in and you need an immediate deposit.
You need a transfer to your card or to your bank.
Exactly. And that's like $3.95. But generally, if you just wait till the next morning, your money's in the bank. So, you know, there's no.
That adds up, Christina. You know? Uh-huh.
And I think what's really important here, too, is that small companies can offer this to their customers and to increase their profitability and their cash flow. Let's see here. Okay, now, I apologize. I've got my notes kind of scattered out here. So when offering financing, there are some questions that you need to ask your merchant company. In other words, your company that's going to handle your credit card charges, and it's like a third party, a middleman. But there are some questions that you need to ask them before fully committing to one, because they charge a certain percentage based on the purchase amount, plus they sometimes charge you a flat rate fee every month as well. You're getting hit with a fee and a certain percentage of your sales as well. So basically what you want to do is find out how much those merchant service fees are. What percentage of your sale are they going to take? They can range anywhere from 0.25% to 1.75%. Companies are different. Do your research first before fully committing. Find out about the fees.
While Christina's doing that, let's make sure you guys are following her on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle, Christina?
It is TaxQueen1. If I am not mistaken, all of mine are TaxQueen1 because, well, I happen to be number one in what I do. Or at least I'd like to think I am anyway.
That's why we call you the Southern Belle Badass.
That's right. I have a website. It's www.premierabc1.com. And you can look us up there. We've got some new forms and some new information that's getting ready to go on the website. So just keep an eye out. We're starting to do posts as well, IRS tax posts, to kind of keep people informed also. Because it's all about education. But now let's get back to the questions that you need to ask before signing on to a company. How fast are they going to put the money in your account? A lot of times, because at night they usually batch out at midnight. In other words, they pull all the money. And it usually takes 24 to 48 hours after that. Once you get the first deposit and it starts batching out every night and you start having sales every day, then you will have deposits every 24 hours, but there is a 24-hour lag. But you want to find out, make sure that these people don't hold your funds for 3 and 4 days.
Yeah.
So how quickly are the funds in your account and available to you? Do they have any annual fees? That's always important, too, because they are, again, like a credit card company. They're going to charge you an annual fee if they can get away with it on top of the flat rates and on top of the percentages. And also, too, one thing that's important, what is their average finance rate? Because, you know, so the state max, there is a state max per every state. And if I'm not mistaken, North Carolina used to be 32% interest rate max. I think it's gone up to 35% as far as down here in Alabama. I have no experience with that yet. But you don't want to offer a 30% credit card to people who have good credit, who otherwise, you know, would deserve a much lower interest rate. So you need to find out if it's credit-based or if it's just across-the-board financing and, you know, what their rates are.
Give me an example of a small business that would take
All right, guys.
Uh-oh. I had a new hand, and I guess it didn't work. Give me an example of a small business that might be our sphere here at
I need you to start over. I did not understand you. There's a, you're frozen.
Oh, am I frozen? Okay.
Yes.
That's right. Let's, can you hear me?
I can. Now.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey. Sorry, guys. Hey. My stand, my new little stand that I got, my ring here fell. So I was saying, can you give us an example of a small business that would be in the market to get a card like this that you think would be eligible? And do they have to have credit?
Well, I offer those. At tax season, I offer the debit cards for people who don't have checking accounts. And it's much like, say, H&R Block. But anyway, what it is at tax time, I can have your refund check deposited onto this debit card. But what you can do is contact the bank. I go through MetaBank. And tell them that you want to turn this into your regular checking account, a online checking account. And what you can do at that point is they'll send you like a little voided check with your routing number and account number on it. And you give that to your employer and you can start having your paychecks loaded onto this card. And you can use it as a debit card. Wow. And that's one of the services that I offer at my office. Wow. I want to make sure that everybody has every option to get their refund money as quickly and safely as possible without having to rely on the post office and things possibly getting lost nowadays.
Oh, right. That's true, you guys. You make a really good point, and that's a very timely thing. What else do you have for us, Christina? While I prop this up, you guys concentrate on what Christina's saying, okay?
Okay, so another way we can possibly increase our cash flow. Now, this is for more of your retail stores, things like that. These are what I call the checkout bottleneck. So let's say that you at your, I'm going to take just a hardware store. Let's say you've got two lanes. Okay. One thing you can do is make one a debit credit card lane and make the other one a cash lane, because we all know that debit cards go faster than your cash does, than your cash lines do. Sure. So it's all about increasing the completion checkout rate. And what you can do is just kind of herd people. I know it sounds like a production line, but it is, because time is money. But the whole point is to get people in and out as quickly and efficiently as possible, which, you know, is a reason to set up, say, two lines. And also to make it to where people don't have to have so many steps. Like you know, when you put in a debit card, it wants a PIN number. Then it wants you to know if you got cash back. And then it wants to have this question. And do you want to take a survey? God, no, I don't want to take a survey. you know, people want to say, bam, here it is. I'm sticking my card in, putting my PIN number in. It tells me to take it out. Bam, I'm out the door. That's what people want nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to offer them. Also, too, when it comes to, let's say you're doing online shopping. Right. So here's some ideas for your online shopping. I feel secure when I see Norton at the bottom or LifeLock, you know, some sort of security company to let me know that my information that's going in that system is secure. So these are some ways to let your clients or your customers know we care about your safety, we care about your security, and here's who we are verified through. So always make sure that there are some icons or notations on your websites if you're doing the online shopping. Online selling or buying. So another one is if you have an online site and you have just taken it online retail, it is my suggestion, and I'm just spoiled like this, a buy now button, you know, where you can just buy now, swipe it, and you've already got your payment information in there, and you have now checked out. You get a confirmation. Exactly. Yeah. People want easy because there's too much to remember nowadays. People don't want to remember passwords. You can't nowadays. So it needs to be simple. Simplicity is great. But the buy now swipes. Another thing, too, and I'm notorious for this. If I go online and I am buying something, I may get distracted and just leave it sitting in my cart and forget about it. Well, if you own this, you know, the owner of these companies. The owners of the companies can see possibly what's sitting out there because they get the electronic notifications. So as entrepreneurs, what you can do is send out an email or a text message saying, hey, you've got an item in your cart. Come on and check it on out. And then possibly offer an incentive for them to go ahead and check out then.
That's a great thing to say. And actually, shout out to Vistaprint. They're not a sponsor of this show yet. I love Vistaprint. I am a frequent shopper with them. And they are really good about, after you purchase, they give you a minute or a minute and a half, and they offer they slash the price to the point where you have to buy again. So they're good at closing you on the close, if you will.
Exactly. Well, and you know, we have to be original now. We have to, it's all about like cash flow.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, another thing too. Entrepreneurs and a lot of your mom and pop stores, they don't want to take debit card. They don't want to take the credit card. They don't even want to take checks anymore. They want cash. But they're going to have to move towards electronics. So if you're one of those that's kind of stuck and hesitant and you really don't want to move forward, you need to move forward and accept debit and credit cards. Another thing, too, is you need to set up the Apple Pay and the Samsung Pay because people are notorious for, there we go, once again, simplicity. You walk up to it, bam, you scan your phone, you've paid your bill, OTD.
Yeah,
you know, and it's contactless. People are after contactless now, and I don't blame them. You know, it's like everything has been proven. It doesn't matter who you are; COVID can get to you.
Oh, the shade of it all.
I know.
I mean, yes, we want everyone to be all right.
Wear your mask.
As soon as we all get on the same page, we can move on in 2020-21. Will be great. 2020 exactly. And 2021. Christina, may I ask you a question real quick before you continue? You guys, she's got a teaching background and it is formatted and organized and she's got a part two to this, but I want to ask a question that I know my viewers and listeners are dying to ask you because you know the first thing came down the pike. What is going on with the part two on this. Where are people's payments? I know that it's just been a hot mess and everyone's freaking out. Yeah. What do you know? What can you share with us?
There are no updates. There's no news. There is honestly no stimulus check in the future from what I can see. All the talks about that have been put to the wayside, even with the IRS. I do know that some states, you know, this is not a stimulus check, but some states are offering the, you know, the $400 that was signed into effect, and 100 of that's what the federal government was paying. 300 is what the state had to cover. Yeah. There were more than two dozen states that went ahead and offered the $300 to their citizens in the state. So they went ahead and signed on. So there are several states that are offering the additional $400 a week. But that's it. That runs, and if I'm not mistaken, that's only good up to $1,800. There is a cap on it, and I believe it's $1,800.
I know in California, you know, the EDD is doing the best they can. I mean, we are the second largest population in the U.S. So, I mean, it's going to be, there's going to be glitches, but they're doing the best they can. I mean, you know, it's, we've seen some money roll in, and I think people are saying now they're going in the fourth and fifth $300 payment, the LWA, I think it's called, or the PWA. It's, interesting. I saw something that passed like Friday that it looked like House Speaker Pelosi might have gotten on the right page with somebody, and it looks like maybe there's a bill coming down the pipe. Did you see that article?
I'm going to be honest. No, I have not, because I've got a tax deadline coming up October the 15th. So I am pounding away at tax returns, and I apologize for not.
No, that's fine. I put you on the spot. You guys, if you're not following Christina right now, you must get on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and follow the Tax Queen. She not only does taxes, she can help you revamp your business right now. So if you are a brick and mortar, if you're a mom and pop, if you are just a concept business and you need an online presence, you need someone to show you how to get your forms in order and how to file and what to do, Christina is your lady. She's got many, many, many years of experience, and reach out to her. What's your phone number, Christina? Because you're available nationwide around the clock, right?
I am. My phone number is 910-571. Call me at that number. You can call me at that number. Again, that was 910-571-1092. And I welcome any calls or emails, text messages. So give me just a little bit. If I don't respond, I will get back to you within about 12 to 24 hours.
Fabulous. What else? I know you've got a whole list.
Oh, absolutely. So people, the post office, they're doing the best they can during the pandemic. I have a cousin who actually runs a post office.
Oh, wow.
And she's talking about how, you know, COVID has hit them. They've had so many people out of work, and they're doing the best they can. Yes, there are packages that are sitting around and mail that's, you know, bless their hearts, they're doing the best they can because they're running so short-staffed. But what we can all do to combat this is to start implementing electronic invoices and billing. And also another thing, too, it saves you postage. It saves you time from having to run it wherever it needs to go. It is just so efficient and effective because you know they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Unless you've typed something in wrong. But it is just very time savvy and economical.
For the environment, too.
Exactly. Another thing too is people tend to pay faster online. So I can vouch for this. I do PayPal with my company and Venmo and cash, and anytime I send out a PayPal invoice, I usually get paid within 24 to 48 hours.
Send
it in the mail, I'm the kind of person, I'll put it in the envelope. It'll sit on my desk for 3 days.
It's true. I mean, yes.
It will. And it's terrible. Thank God, though, the UPS, you can't. Here's another thing, too, for contactless business. The post office, you can go on USPS.com. And you can actually have stamps delivered to your house. You can have boxes, you know, the flat rate boxes. You can put in an order. They'll bring them to your house. Or if you have the boxes already at home and you have them ready, you can go online, get all of your postage paid, print out the thing, put it on your box, set a delivery. I mean, get a pickup, put it outside your door, and you don't even have to talk to them or touch them or anything. You just put it outside your door and they come get it.
Yeah, so, that's the way to do it, you know.
Okay. It is. But anyway, we were talking about how people tend to pay faster online than they do with an invoice.
Yes.
Here's another thing, too, that I've noticed. QR codes. Those are getting to be really big, and I know now with the COVID, when you go into restaurants, you scan a QR code, their menu pops up, and you order from that. I think that is honestly, you know, have that on your invoice, and it could pull up your website to the payment portion. Let's see here. How much time do I have? I don't want to run you over, honey.
Oh, you're doing really good. You've got a few more minutes. And actually, while Christina goes to the next point, I want to plug my Instagram in case you guys haven't been following me. I don't know how you missed it. It's the Startup with Monique Loray, at Startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E. And I'm on Instagram, Monique Loray Stinson, and Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So if you are a brand, we've got a few things coming up that we would love to have you aboard if you're a startup brand and you really are trying to keep your bearings and your traction. All right. I won't cut you off anymore, Christina, because I know you got some juicy things there on your tablet.
No, you are fine. You are fine. Here's another way to save money. If you are a customer and you're dealing with your vendors, what you can do is you can sit down at the drawing board and you can say, hey, listen, if I buy in bulk, is there any way that I can get a discount for purchasing in bulk? Mm-hmm. That sometimes tends to work. That'll lower your cost. Another thing, too, is most of the time when you have your invoices or you see on your invoice, it's /10 net 30. Basically, what that means is you're going to get 2% off if you pay within 10 days, but the bill's due in 30 for sure. A lot of places are offering that right now. Or if 2% is too steep, then you can go 1%. It's whatever you feel comfortable doing, if this is even something that you would be interested in doing with your business. But the thing about it is, if you offer it to them, then they're going to pay within 10 days, and that's going to increase your immediate cash flow.
That's really interesting that you say that. Okay, keep going. I know Uline offers that out the gate, the 30-day.
Oh, absolutely, they do. Now, remember, like I said, these numbers are not etched in stone. So with your business, you can feel free to tailor it to your customers. Or if you're dealing with your vendor, you can always try and see if they'll cut their rates, give you discounts for early payment, things like that. Now, another way that you can also get the most bang for your buck is if you are soliciting for business and you find someone that you're interested in, make yourself look like you're going to be a lucrative customer. And, you know, inflate yourself because honestly, we all know that unless you're a big dog, you don't get as much attention. So here's where you sometimes have to inflate that ego a little bit, make it sound like you're going to have the most lucrative business relationship with them, and then wine them and dine them, see what you can get there. Another thing you can do if they want to budge on the price. So like if you have to have a down payment, so see if you can work with them on the down payment, maybe make it in installment payments. I think we covered ask for a discount when you buy in bulk. Here's another way you could possibly, and now these are if they can't come off the hip with and reduce their cost. These are some other little things you can ask for to help compensate you.
Okay.
Ask for expedited shipping at no additional cost. Ask them if, okay, I love your product. I love your merchandise. Is there, what can we do to improve the warranty on it? My customers really are warranty driven. Can we extend the length? Can we add additional coverage? What can we do? And see if they'll throw something in there that would be advantageous for you that you're not paying for, but you can charge for.
It's a two-for-one. It's a built-in two-for-one if you negotiate it right.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, once you pay your invoices and you're getting that whatever percentage discount you're getting, ask them if they have any additional early payment discounts. You know, if you got it in within, say, 5 days, if you could get maybe 2.5%. Something like that. Really try and work with them because they need the money just as bad as you need the money. You know, it's a twofold thing.
Yeah.
And here's another thing too, shop around, talk to multiple suppliers, because you've got to have a baseline. It's like right now I'm getting ready to have sinus surgery and one of the parts of it is not covered by insurance and the doctor wants to charge me $1,900 cash. Well, got online, started doing some research. The average doctor in the area only charges $1,000. For this same procedure. So you see, when you shop around, you save yourself money. And honestly, that was 5 minutes worth of Googling to find that out. So in 5 minutes, I've saved $900 because I'm certainly not going to go where I'm going to pay twice as much.
No, this might be through the pandemic. Oh my goodness.
Exactly. And another thing, too, is, and this is very important, be a good customer. Be a good customer. Don't be a pain in the ass. And I'm just throwing it out there, honestly. I do have some clients, and they are so needy. I love them to death. But you have to hold their hand from the beginning to the very end. It is
The Southern Belle, you have that Southern Belle touch to you, but don't get stung by the badass part. So
exactly. Let's see here. And another thing, too, is are we running low on time?
No, you have about 15 more minutes, so you're golden.
Oh, great. So yes. Another important thing is everyone needs to have a relationship with a banker. In these times and day and age, everything is electronic, but I have a client that this past week was applying for a loan. Well, she didn't want to go into the bank because of COVID, so she applied online at the bank. Number one, she didn't hear anything for like 24 hours, and when she did hear something back, they were like, okay, we need 2 years worth of tax returns, we need your firstborn child, we need a blood sample, urine specimen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what we did, it was horrible. But what we did is she went into the bank, made an appointment, went into the bank, and they were like, oh, well, if you would have just made an appointment and come in, all we would have had to have done is pulled your credit. And a relationship with a banker is so important.
It really is.
Yeah, because as you can see, she wasted like 48 hours waiting on a computer to do nothing, and she got immediate results when she went in.
And to that point, you guys, when you go to the bank, you have to make an appointment now because of COVID, they're shorter staffed, and I saw someone needed a new account on a home loan. I had already made an appointment, so I'm sitting there, and she kind of bum-rushing into my appointment, so make an appointment because you nowadays you have to have
And you know, once you have that bond and that rapport and that relationship with not only your head banker, but your tellers as well, and all of their support staff, then it makes it easier to where when you run into financial difficulty, you can call them and say, hey, Bob, my payment's going to be 15 days late this month. I'm running into financial difficulties. I know I'm going to have a late fee. I already am having a hard time making a payment. Can you waive the late fee? You know, what can you do to help me? Because, banks, I was talking to one of my bankers, and they're not in the business of owning assets. They're not real estate companies. They're not car companies. So they don't want to repo or foreclose on anything.
They want you to keep it and keep paying. That's exactly right.
That's right. So basically, if you have good communication with your banker and or their support staff, because they have a way of sometimes going, you know what, I'll handle this on the back end. You don't worry about it, you know. It's the support staff that does a lot as well. But they want you to just, something is better than nothing. Even if you just pay the interest on the loan for a certain amount of time, they're happy with that most of the time. But just talk to them and see what they can do for you. Now, one thing that you need to one thing that you need to worry about being in business too, as far as banking goes, is the whenever you are looking for a bank, you want to make sure that they don't hold your money. So let's say you are in a very lucrative business and you're selling, say, I don't know, heavy equipment. So your average check is probably going to be a $5,000, $10,000 down payment and probably finance the rest. Well, those are large checks. So you need to make sure that your financial institution does not hold your funds for 24, 48 hours long enough to let it clear. That's one thing that you need to do, and having that rapport with the banker will help as well.
Great.
And let's see here. And also, too, another way to free up some cash flow as well is see if they have any relief on payments, any fees that can be taken off, any specific programs for your business. Maybe you classify as a minority business or a women's owned business. So there are special categories and there are special incentives for those of us who qualify, you know, for female owned businesses and minority owned businesses. And honestly, we should really take advantage of all this. But your bank, if you can't find anything on SBA.gov, go to your bank, make a point to meet the branch manager. And, you know, if anything, just introduce yourself, you know, say, hey, this is what I own such and such business. My account has been here for 10 years. You know, I know we're running into some hard times. Do you know of anything that can help me or help my customers? It may be that your bank offers debit cards, you know, that you can offer to your clients. A lot of people, when they can't, when they can't make the payments, then sometimes it's time to seek other financing options, such as getting a loan. You can get secured loans. You can get unsecured loans. By far and large, your secured loans are going to have a lower interest rate than your unsecured. Because when you put up the collateral, they don't want to come repo your car or take your house or anything else. But they, you know, that is your collateral to ensure that you get that 8% interest rate instead of that 28% interest rate. Another thing, too, is with secured loans, you may be able to increase the amount that you can borrow. So instead of it only being $15,000 with an unsecured, if you have secured, you could get a $25,000 loan at 8%.
That's true. That's a good point, actually. And if you don't have credit, if you're still starting out, go to PayPal. Just get a paper if you have a tax ID number and a, you know, an entity.
Well, see, and another thing, too, is, you know, once you build up your rapport with that banker, you can apply for, I don't know, $500 credit card.
Yeah.
But and here's the thing. Don't pay it off every month, though, because then they'll constantly see a zero balance.
That's true. I remember when we took a class in school to gently build it. So that's a good point.
So charge maybe $400 and pay $200 on it or $300, but show that you're paying and that you are running a balance so that it won't look like you still have no credit because it's open.
That's a good point. Real quick, while you're transitioning to the next point, Christina, I want to just do a couple announcements. I just want to, we have 4 minutes left in the show. We are so lucky to have Christina Charpentier-Biddle for the whole hour today, all to ourselves, our Southern Belle badass on the startup here. And I want to just run down a few points, you guys. I just got word of a few things happening, virtual and likewise. The first virtual event coming up with the startup, the wine caterers, you know, my whole umbrella of brands, is the virtual wine tasting. We've got a Halloween celebrity virtual wine tasting event. It's going to be on October 25th, and we'll be streaming live on this show. And, of course, our wine sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines, will be pouring that up. Shout out to Leo over at Michael Solberg, and we're sending lots of love to them in Oregon and in Napa. Cheers. Let's taste it. Still as good as it was last night. All right. Also, but bigger all the time. Also, I have, so that's on October 25th. So if you are a brand and you want to be a sponsor and do a virtual celebrity wine tasting party in your Halloween costume with us, that's October 25th here on the startup. Also, we have on November 22nd, I'm doing a Thanksgiving down at Skid Row in downtown LA. We're going to do a Thanksgiving giveaway, some food and some toiletries and some love. And I'm going to do my show live remotely from downtown LA at Skid Row. I've never been able to do that on Thanksgiving. I have so much to be thankful for. So we're gonna rock it out there.
I know you just had your first year of the startup. Yeah. Congratulations. Woo!
Actually, full disclosure, Christina snuck down there to hang out with me and get some girl time. And yes, it was really great to see you in Florida. Thank you for my 1 year and many more, I hope. But we're going to spend Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're going to spend Thanksgiving down, you know, Skid Row with the good folks down that are, you know, doing as well, and hopefully maybe they will next year. But we're going to give them some love and some food. And that'll be on November 22nd. Your brand, if you're a toiletry brand or a food brand or a water brand or somebody that wants to give clothes, we're going to be taking care packages and food for our Thanksgiving show live from Skid Row. And then we're going to do something really exciting on December 20th. I can't announce it yet, but it's effing exciting. And of course, we've got, and I just got, I got to tell you about this, Christina, but we've got Casa LA. We're doing our wine and art event. Again, Michael Solberg will be one of our sponsors, but we're looking for more than just one wine sponsor. But our wine and art event will be on February 4th through the 7th in LA. And that benefits children and youth at high risk and in the court systems. And that's for Casa LA. And we're happy to partner there. This is our third or fourth year being a partner. And we're doing swag bags for that. So it's a whole art community. Yeah, it's going to be, you got to come out for that. It's going to be a whole art community, wine community, all under one roof, people writing checks and to help at-risk youth and to help them get out of the system and to give them a better life. And of course, last but not least, we've got the Oscars Week gifting suite. We're so excited but with the brothers, Mark and Matthew on this channel to do April 23rd in Hollywood. We got a date now. Hopefully, depending on LA County and how many people we can have and what COVID is doing, and hopefully we're all masked up and better. But April 23, I can do a handful of brands with a gifting suite table. 100 celebrities, media producers, and guests will be there. So if you, your brand, and we will be doing that again. That's all my announcements. You got 6 minutes to Tell me.
Well, I'm going to just cover a couple more things real quick, and then I can take any questions that you might have. We were talking about loans and how to keep afloat once you've exhausted most of your other options. You can actually take and refinance. Take a couple of your debts, consolidate them, refinance at a much lower interest rate, extend the payments out, which will also lower your payments. It'll give you some additional cash flow that way. Also, too, if you borrowed on your house, that would also give you some cash flow as well. Put the secure line, a line of credit on your home. Excuse me. It's getting late. My mind's fried.
It's okay. I know. I saw your light cut on. She's on the East Coast,
everybody. I am. No, I'm on the Gulf Coast today.
Oh.
I was on the East Coast last week.
Yes.
Much like you, I'm pretty much jet set. But I want to take the time to tell everybody that the October 15th deadline is coming up. Yes. This is the personal deadline. You need to go ahead and get your stuff into your accountant. If you need somebody last minute, I am available 24/7 virtually, www.premierabc1.com, or call me or text me at 910-571-1092, or you can Facebook me at Premier Accounting.
Beautiful. We're so excited to have you. Thank you for making time. I know that this is super busy time for you. And you guys,
I do anything for you.
Oh, the feeling's mutual, Christina. We love you here on LA Talk Radio. And you guys, follow Christina. She is truly a Southern badass. She's not just married to the East, the South, or the Gulf. She is in bed with us on the West Coast. She gets up with you on the East, the South, and the North. So if you are in any area, earshot of this, she will be your gal. And like we covered on a few shows back, which we've got some interesting feedback on, she covers all brands and all areas of business. I remember we got somewhat upset in Vegas about the topic matter that we covered, but everybody making a living. I mean, it's just the truth. Everyone's got their brand.
We do what we have to do.
We do what we have to do. And so far, so good. I think we're all still intact. I mean,
we're
day by day. And I want to give a special shout out to my lovely sponsor once again, Leah at Michael Solberg Family Wines. If you're looking for something to treat your friends and family that come over for Halloween, this bottle is really affordable. So instead of getting in your car and going to the store, she's got all four varietals of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Merlot, and Cabernet. So this is the red wine mix from 2012. I got lucky to get my hands on this. But this price point, it's under $25. You really can't beat it. And it pairs well. Yeah, it pairs well with the wine glass. I've got to ship you some to Alabama, but we're having shipping issues over there. But we got to figure that out.
I was going to say, text me some.
I will text you some. And you guys, thank you so much. And everyone that supports this channel, and shout out to Lady Ray J at St. Louis. We'll be on your way next month. Again, if you have a COVID-19 tour, my team, the Pandemic Posse, well, that's this show, but we have another team on the Pandemic Project documentary. We're going to be streaming on the Roku channel through BUTV. Shout out to Jason out there in Ohio. We'll be streaming this winter an extended trailer event. Usually movie trailers are about a minute and a half. We're going to supersize that and double it to give you an inside scoop on the Pandemic Project documentary, where we showcase all over the U.S. what real people are doing to combat COVID-19. From medical point of view, from small business and survivors as well. So if you have a story, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Message me here. And as usual, and how I ask you every Sunday, what will you start up today? I look forward to seeing you guys next Sunday. Be well. Take care of each other. Cheers.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.